I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Thailand tops our news. Floods caused by late monsoon downpours destroyed hundreds of homes and shops in the affected regions. Compassion International's Julie Koshy says they had one fatality and 153 of their other children who lost everything. Their staff is working as the hands and feet of Christ, building upon years of relationship.
I can safely say that most of those children do not come from Christian backgrounds, and yet the families are so happy that we are just loving their children that they're so willing to take the Bible. It's up to the children and it's up to the families whether or not they accept Christ and move on with that, but we at least provide that opportunity for them.
Next, there's been a surprising turnaround in a case involving Mission Aviation Fellowship, their fleet in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the courts. In August, MAF's Fran DeRocher urged prayer as a dispute led to the impounding of part of the fleet. DeRocher says God's hand moved to time an election with their court hearing.
It just so happened at that time as well, you know, once things calmed down after the elections, we got the planes freed and the van, and they had all planes flying that week. And so the timing was excellent for the program. Yes, we could have used the planes before, but we just think this is a tremendous answer from God.
And the impact of short-term mission teams cannot be underestimated. That's especially true for World Venture in Mozambique, where they've seen a huge influx of short-termers. Those teams serve alongside long-term workers to support the ongoing work of training, church planting, evangelism, and relief and development ministries. One World Venture partner says that Mozambique is uniquely open to the gospel right now. Pray that God would continue to raise up effective ministers of the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. For more information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.